And we also went to the Westman Isles, little archipelago of islands off the bottom corner of Iceland. And we met a man there who he holds the world record for, I'm not exactly sure what the category is, but not dying or something like that. He was flipped off the back of a trawler into that temperature of water, which usually kills people in about 5 seconds flat of acute hypothermia, but he managed to swim back to the Westman Isles, and he tried to climb up a cliff, but it was too steep, and so against everything that his body was telling him, he got back into the water and swam around the headland, and then was walking across a lava field, and he was pretty much naked by this time, and most of the skin was stripped from the bottom of his feet. And finally got back into town and said, I don't know, whatever you say when that's happened to you, I'm back. And I don't know whether he's still alive, this man. His name is Gudlager. And he was quite a big, blubbery chap, and I think that had helped him in his cause. It sort of kept the cold out. And I thought that he needed to be celebrated in verse. So this is his piece, and it's called Song of the Westmen. To the far of the far, off the isles of the isles, near the rocks of the rocks, which the guillemots stripe with the shite of their shite, a trawler went down in the weave of the waves, and a fisherman swam for the life of his life through the swell of the sea, which was 1 degree C, and the bones of his bones were cooler than stone, and the tide of his blood was slower than slow. He met with the land where the cliffs of the cliffs were steeper than sheer, where the sheep had to graze by the teeth of their teeth. So he put out again for the beach and made it to lava that took back his skin to the feet of his feet, and arrived at a door with a tenth of a tail that was taller than tall, as cold and as bled as a man from a fridge. But he lived. The good of the good will come this way, they say. Tattered and torn, unlikely and out of the storm, if it comes at all.